Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Lots of things growing in the garden at this time of year, and one of the most popular things to grow in Iowa is herbs. Herbs can be a variety of plants, from annuals to biennials to perennials, that die back to the ground each year. The one thing herbs have in common are they're used for their flavor, fragrance, or medicinal properties. They're easy to grow and not only provide new and different flavors and aromas to food, but can be beautiful additions to the landscape as well. Aaron Style is the Consumer Horticulture Specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and this week he answers some questions about growing herbs at home. One of the common questions we get is what herbs are best to grow in Iowa. There are so many different species of herbs that can grow, but there's a few that are particularly easy and common to grow in Iowa. Basil is a common annual that's started easily from seed each spring. Cilantro can be grown as an annual as well. The fresh leaves of cilantro are known as cilantro, and the seed is known as coriander. Dill is an annual famously used for pickles, but the plants can also serve as a food source for the caterpillars of swallowtail butterflies. Parsley is a biennial that is often grown as an annual and comes in both curly and flat-leaved varieties. Mint is a spreading perennial that should be planted in a place where its spreading nature can be contained, such as a container or near a sidewalk. Chives are a clump-forming perennial with beautiful flowers and tasty leaves. Thyme is a low-growing spreading perennial, perfect for small spaces in the front of the garden. And oregano is a perennial that is both a beautiful addition to the garden and wonderful flavoring in a Mexican or Italian dish. If you're wanting to grow herbs in your garden, they grow best in the same conditions as most vegetables, so make sure they're in full sun with at least 6 hours of sunlight a day. While it's not ideal, some species will grow in part sun, receiving 2 to 4 hours of direct sunlight each day. Herbs will grow well under a wide range of soil conditions, with the exception of extremely wet, poorly drained soils, as most herbs do like to breathe a little bit. So make sure you provide well-drained conditions where soils are allowed to dry out slightly between waterings. In general, herbs do better in soils with low to medium fertility, so you don't need to add additional fertilizer to the soils where you're growing herbs. Too much fertilizer will actually produce lots of foliage that's low in flavor. If you have perennial herbs, they should be grown in an area where they will not be disturbed from year to year, and they overwinter best when soils are well drained and do not stay wet over the winter months and freeze. Some marginally hardy species in Iowa, like sage and lavender, may benefit from an extra layer of mulch just after the soil freezes in November, and then make sure it's removed by mid-March. If you're growing annual herbs, they can be grown in a vegetable garden or any full sun, well-drained location that allows for easy harvest and use. Annual herbs especially are well suited to being grown in small pots and containers near the front of the house so they are easily accessible to the cook in the kitchen. When you go to harvest herbs, most can be cut and used fresh throughout the growing season. You can also harvest dry and store for use during the winter months. Herbs such as sage, rosemary, and basil are grown for their leaves. These should be harvested when their flower buds are just beginning to open. Harvesting at this time will make sure the oils in the leaves, which give these herbs their distinctive flavor and aroma, are at their maximum levels. You want to remove approximately 1/3 of the current year's growth on perennial herbs, but not more than that if you want to keep them around for subsequent years. Annual herbs can be cut back more severely when you harvest. Make the cut on annuals approximately 4 to 6 inches above the soil surface. Annuals can be cut at ground level when harvesting in the fall before the first frost, as they will not come back after the winter. Most annual and perennial herbs can be harvested in midsummer and again in the fall. Herbs should be harvested in the early morning after the dew has evaporated, but before the sun becomes hot. After harvesting, rinse in cool water and shake off excess water and place them in a paper towel for a few minutes to dry. If you want to dry herbs for later use, air drying is the most popular method to do this. If you want to dry whole branches or stems, gather 8 to 12 stems in a bunch, tie the ends of the stems together, and hang them upside down in a warm, dark, well-ventilated location, about 70 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit. The herbs should be dry in about 2 to 4 weeks in this scenario. When they're thoroughly dry, strip the leaves from the plants, crush or crumble, and store in airtight jars in a cool, dry place. Another way to dry herbs is to place them on a drying tray. A simple tray consists of fine mesh screen or cheesecloth attached to a wooden frame. A small window screen also works well. Place wooden blocks under the corners to ensure good air circulation and put a single layer of leaves or stems on the drying surface and keep the herbs in a warm, dry area until they're thoroughly dry. You can also dry herbs in a gas or electric oven. To oven dry herbs, spread a layer of leaves or stems on a cookie sheet or shallow pan. Place them in a warm oven for 3 to 4 hours, up to about 180 degrees Fahrenheit. Leave the door slightly open and stir the herbs periodically until they are thoroughly dry. Some herbs, such as dill, caraway, and coriander, are valued for their seeds. You want to harvest the seed heads just before they turn brown, cut off the entire seed head and place it in a paper bag, then place the bags in a warm, dry location. After they are dry, shake the seeds loose in the bag, remove any extra chaff by pouring the seeds from one container to another outdoors in a light wind. Herbs can also be successfully grown indoors during the winter months. The best herbs to grow indoors include basil, cilantro, parsley, chervil, rosemary, bay laurel, mint, chives, oregano, thyme, sage, and lemongrass. As you imagine, light is often the most limiting factor when growing herbs indoors, as the days are shorter. Again, ideally these plants should receive at least 4 to 6 hours of direct sunlight per day. Some species, like parsley, mint, and chives, will tolerate a little less light, and others, like rosemary, thyme, and bay laurel, may need supplemental light from a full-spectrum LED or fluorescent grow light that is on a timer set for 12 to 16 hours each day. The best way to tell if your plants are getting enough light is to look how they're growing. If long, lanky growth is noticed, more light is needed. As with outdoors, indoor plants should be grown in containers with a well-drained potting soil. Clay or terracotta work very well for herbs because they are porous and allow the potting mix to dry well between waterings. Water requirements do vary depending on the species of herb being grown, but all should be watered when the potting soil is dry to the touch and before the plant begins to wilt. Again, they do not require much fertilizer, but they may benefit from periodic light fertilization indoors with a balanced all-purpose fertilizer. Any annual herb can be grown by seed throughout the winter months. Just stagger the seedings so that you always have new plants that are ready to harvest. Perennial herbs in pots can be overwintered indoors, but should be moved back outdoors in late spring when temperatures warm up. Lots of good information from our yard and garden experts about growing herbs. If you have more questions about yard and garden or other information that you'd like to know from Extension, we invite you to give us a call here at the office, 712-243-1132. Check out the Cass County Extension website or follow us on Facebook. You can also stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.